Hey, got the morning show with Aaron. That's Ozzy Azar with Don't Leave. And on the line, I've got Yael, who is the front man there you're just listening to. Good morning.
Morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good this morning. Now, did I pronounce the band name correctly too?
Yes, you did.
That's good. That's a lucky break.
Yes.
So you guys are going to be here Friday night at the Yard. And
yep.
you're bringing quite a big band with you by the look of it.
Yeah, it is. Because of the system, I need to have a big band, yeah.
Okay. So 12, according to the list I've got. Do you have a support act, or are you guys the whole act for the evening?
We're just going to have a DJ.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yep.
Okay. And the song we were just playing, Don't Leave, is that pretty indicative of the sound of the band?
Yes. We did, actually, this recording that you heard, it's a live one that we did.
Yeah.
In one of the studios, yeah.
So,
yeah. Sorry, and, yeah, go on.
Yeah, that's cool. And Yael is walking to work at the moment, folks. And you're playing, you're doing a tour around the North Island, are you?
Yes, we are. We're going to, what is it called? Napier.
Yeah.
Gisborne.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, and also, Tristan sent me the list. Also, Tauranga and Pairoa as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I forgot to mention that. Sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. That's all good. We're talking to Raglan at the moment. So long as Raglan knows that we're talking about this Friday, 8 p.m., it says on the poster. I've got a poster here in the room. And, yo, I'm interested in a little bit about you. I've been sent your CV, and you've got a really interesting career playing music. Where did you start?
I'm originally from a country called Ghana.
In Ghana, yeah?
Yeah, Ghana, which is in the West Africa. Yeah, so I started music from home, actually, because in our house, there's a lot of drumming and dance.
Yeah.
In our house. So that's how I started my music career. And then, fortunately, I had a guy who saw me and I thought, oh, this boy is going to go. So he's got a band and asked me to come and join. So he went and spoke to my mom and dad.
Okay.
To make sure everything is okay. And they were like, okay, if he wants it, that's fine. So that's how I started into becoming a real drummer.
So how old were you then?
I was around between 8 to 9.
Oh, really? That little?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, but I was very lucky because the people I was mingling with, they were old enough to teach you the right stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I got all these choices. And then I had to study at a company called the Pan African Orchestra.
Yeah.
In Ghana, which comprises of different African instruments come together. But we were using Western system. So we have to learn how to read the music and all this.
Oh, yes.
So, and I stayed there for almost 13 years. Yep. And I had this opportunity to travel with this company.
Right.
So that's where my career started from. Yep.
And so, and for a boy growing up in Ghana, is there usually much of a chance to travel overseas?
Yep. I've traveled almost every 3 months. Every 3 months, we go to the UK and the States, Canada, a couple of Western countries. And we come back. We always go on tour, and then we come back.
And in those days, you were drumming. That's what you did?
Yeah, I was doing drumming and then playing the guitars as well.
Okay, but for Ozzy Azar, you're the front man.
Yep, Ozzy Azar. In the UK.
Oh, you started in the UK, but is it the same people?
Not the same people here. No, it wasn't the same people. The touring that I was doing before was the Pan African Orchestra. And then in the UK, I joined a company called Pan African Dance Ensemble. So this Pan African Dance Ensemble is where we also travel. It's one of the biggest African dance companies in the world as well.
Okay.
So it was, yeah. So I studied there as well. And then there was a time where the government had to cut grants and stuff. So we were one of them.
The government cut. Did you say the government cut the funding?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So we were one of those companies that were in that category.
And so, and Joel, how did you end up in New Zealand?
I'm here with my wife.
She's from New Zealand.
She's from here.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Wow.
So, at some point, we decided to move because we've been coming here on holidays. And yeah, I thought, why not? It's a beautiful country. It's a lot of nature. So yeah,
And
I'd love to come.
And you've gathered some New Zealanders around you. Is it easy to teach New Zealanders to do the African rhythms and that sort of thing?
I wouldn't say it's easy or difficult, but it was a little bit of we're trying to understand, explain. I have to explain the system, the way our route works.
Mm.
And they have, because they are really good musicians themselves, so things became a little bit simple for me and them.
Yeah.
So, but it took us like one and a half years to get together all this stuff that I have got.
Wow.
So, yeah, I wouldn't say it was easy, but it wasn't too much as well.
Yeah, and as you formed the band, this is a band to have some fun and play some good music, or are you wanting to produce some records? Like, what are your thoughts for the future?
Yeah, that is exactly what we want to do. We want to produce our albums and stuff, and
okay,
make sure, yeah, so that's the whole reason.
So
yeah, not just for fun, honestly.
Yeah. Although I think it sounds like a lot of fun listening to the music.
Yeah. It's happy music, actually.
Yeah, we need that at the moment, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is your first time to Raglan. I'm not sure in the story if I heard how long Ozzy Azar has been together. Is it quite a new band?
It's a new band, but we have been together around 3 years, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, the same people. Yeah, we've been together for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to play. So I've played at, what do you call it? Is it a yacht?
Sorry, where have you played?
The venue called the yacht.
Oh yes, yep.
Yeah, I played with some friends. That was when I was here around my first year actually. Yeah.
Okay.
In this country. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh well, the yard is reopening this week just for you guys. So they've had a winter off and they've renovated and they made it a little bit bigger. Fit more people and also fit all you guys in. There's going to be so many in the band.
To be honest with you, we have the band as 11-piece band, but I'm trying to make it a bit more lesser than 11, just in terms of when we are traveling.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, it's too much, yeah.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Now, I was looking at your CV, and you've played with some fairly high-profile names like Andy Summers from The Police and Michael Jackson.
Yep.
Is that for they need someone in who's a specialist in your kind of drumming? Is that why you're doing that?
The Pan African Orchestra, we tour and we recorded at, I don't know if you know Peter Gabriel.
Oh, you toured, okay.
Yeah, we toured and then we recorded at Peter Gabriel's studio in the UK.
Yeah.
And Andy Summers was our co-producer.
Right.
As well. So we had a concert that we performed at the Royal Opera Theatre in the UK, in London. So at the Summers have to play with us as a producer himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. So this is how I got the chance to play with him.
Mm.
Yeah.
So out of your career and all these experiences, starting when you're a little boy and playing for some famous names and playing in London and touring and now you're in New Zealand, what was the best time for you for playing music?
To be honest with you, that's a very interesting question. The best time I would should say is actually the Pan African Orchestra.
Yeah.
Because we know each other more and we speak the same language.
Yeah.
So when we travel, it's like we are we are home. Yeah. But the second to that will be here in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel more like people are very happy and all the musicians are really great musicians. They don't talk about, they're not violent people, you know. There are some bands, people argue and fight each other. I haven't experienced that from them. So that's the second place I would say.
Okay, but it's a bit, yeah, bit more relaxed here.
Yes, very, very, very relaxed, which is great.
Yeah, that sounds good. So We played the track "Don't Leave." Are these tracks that you guys have, that you've written, or are they like any?
It's music that I did. Yeah. In fact, I did play all the instruments myself.
Really?
And then I sent the music to all of them to get their part.
Wow! So have you got a recording studio, recording equipment?
I've got equipment, not really a massive one, but I do most of the stuff at home. And then I'll send it to the guys. And Ben, who plays the saxophone at the baritone, he does all the tracks.
Yeah.
And then he spreads everything to everyone. So everybody have to do their homework. And once it's done, when we come together, and then people come with ideas of what to add or what to take out.
Right. So I'm trying to bring up another track, Selfishness.
Yeah. That music, that track is, I wrote that for my country, or I should say African leaders.
Right, so here we go. You're live at Totara Street, so that's over at Mount Maunganui, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so I might play that one. So, folks, we're talking to Yoel from Aussie Azar, going to be at the Yard Friday night. Get your tickets on Event Finder. Tristan says there's still some available. He's one of the band members, and he's been emailing me. And, Yoel, it's been really nice to talk to you this morning. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us before we go?
I think that's it. But I just invite everyone to come with your dancing shoes,
yes,
friends and family, and just come to have fun.
Okay, that sounds brilliant. Sounds like a good, enjoyable, fun, joyous occasion. Yeah.
Of course. All right, then. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime, Yoel, anytime.
All right, okay.
All right, folks, that was Yoel there, walking to work, wherever he is, maybe in Mount Maunganui, Tauranga. I know that was a little bit difficult to hear, but we do our best, and we're going to play you now Ozzy Azar's track, Selfishness. So you're going to be hearing this, probably, and other tracks like it, Friday night at the Yards. Reopening this week, reopened actually, I think it'll be open today.
He gave us the trees, he gave us the sea, he gave us mountains. He gave us everything man can eat in this world. Education makes some people clever, cheating on their own people. They tell you what to do, they tell you what to say, they tell you what to go, they're taking everything. They tell you what to do, they tell you what to say, they're taking everything. They tell you what to go, they tell you what to do, they tell you what to say, they tell you what to do.
Oh, Tingoland. Your response is, hey, oh, Tingoland.
Hey, that was Ozzy Azar live. So you get a taste of what that gig's going to be like Friday night at the Yard. Tickets at Event Finder. Now we're going to have a little break, and I'm going to be talking to Shona from the old school.